So you've just arrived out in Afghanistan. What's the preparation been like?
Preparation has been very good, very comprehensive. We've been training for this now for, well, collectively anyway, for 6 months. Individual training has been going on for longer than that in some cases. But we've gone through a very comprehensive period, and in my opinion, we were trained to a degree that we were physically and conceptually ready for the deployment.
The families would have known all about that, of course. They'd have seen their husbands and boyfriends come and go quite a lot over the last 6 months. It's been quite a strain on them, but it has been worth it.
Absolutely. It is always very difficult for the families, difficult for them now that we are deployed clearly, but also very difficult for them when we're going through that training process because it is so intense. And we do and have done a great deal of time away from the families even before we deployed.
So what are you going to be doing over the next 6 months?
We are the engineer regiment that supports 3 Commando Brigade. So during Herrick 14, we'll be providing the full spectrum of engineer support to the brigade here in Helmand. That means, and our mantra as Royal Engineers is to enable the task force to fight, move and live. And also we'll be providing support to the Afghan army and the Afghan army engineers and developing their capability. But in terms of the fight, move and live, we will have soldiers, sappers that fight alongside the ground holding battle groups, providing all sorts of support to them, whether that be demolition support or clearing IEDs, for example. On the move side, we'll be enabling freedom of manoeuvre around Helmand, and that again may be through the clearance of IEDs, or it may well be through building new routes, new roads, new bridges. And on the live side, very importantly, enable the task force to live here in Helmand. And that could be through the building of new patrol bases and checkpoints. It could be through upgrading those that are currently on the ground, maintaining them, providing water, electricity, and that sort of thing. And very importantly, as I said, we'll be mentoring, partnering and enabling the Afghan engineers to better themselves and ensure that they're able to take over from us in 3 or 4 years' time.
So a lot of work to do over the next 6 months. 6 months at the moment seems like a long time, quite daunting, I should imagine, for the families, but it is going to be worth it.
Absolutely, yeah, very much so. We're here to do a very important task. We're very much focused on mission success, whether that be in the short term, the missions, the tasks that we have to undertake over the next 6 months. But very importantly, we've got a campaign approach. We know that we are a 6 month deployment, and we need to set up or set the conditions for success of those that follow us. So yeah, very important, very busy time, and it will go very quickly, I'm sure.
We've talked a lot about the families during this conversation. Just explain to me how important it is when you're out in Afghanistan to know that you've got the support of your family behind you.
It's absolutely vital. When I've addressed the regiment and indeed the families at various families days and evenings, I've always made it quite clear. We are three elements. The element that is deployed doing the task in Helmand. There is the rear operations group that provides the firm base. And very importantly, there is the other part, which is the families and the friends that provide that unconditional, endless support. And without that support, without the knowledge that they are behind us 100%, we simply couldn't do our task. So it's absolutely vital.
Just explain very briefly what kind of support there is on offer for families of T4 Commando.
Yeah, the support is comprehensive. We've got a very good team here. Based on our welfare team, which has been in place for quite a while now, and they're well known by all of the families in this area, and indeed families that are not in this area, and they will provide whatever support is required. We have an operations room that's manned 24 hours, so if at any time the families have an issue, a problem, a concern, then they can get in touch with somebody here, and their issue can be resolved very quickly.